Okay, so could I ask please who you are and what do you teach?
Okay, I'm Aisling Conway and I teach economics in the School of Business here in CIT.
Thanks, Aisling. So could I ask what technology do you use for teaching and learning?
I use Screener. It's a form of screencasting to support my teaching in CIT.
And what do you feel are the advantages of using this technology from a teaching and learning point of view?
Yeah, it's a good support material. What I use it for is for numerical calculations within economics. So it's a short video that records up to 5 minutes where the student can watch the video in their own time at their own in their own environment, and they can stop and start the video, which I find is very effective because they can get a feel for the question, and if there's any specific part they're troubled with, they can go back over it. So the videos have worked very well to support numerical questions that we do in economics.
Great. And can I ask, how do you use this technology with students? Do you kind of provide the screencast yourself and give those to students, or do students develop the screencasts themselves?
I have developed them because I primarily use them for first and second year students in CIT. So I develop them. I give them the link to the video through Blackboard, and after a specific topic, for example, and then they can avail of it at their own time.
Very good. And has feedback from students been positive or negative?
Yeah, no, it's been positive. I think what they do like about it is that they can stop and start it. And it slows down, it can be as quick or as slow as they want it to be. So that definitely helps them in terms of understanding a particular question. So far it's been very positive, and it's a good source of complementing what we do in class, because we don't always have time as well in class to give students the time they need to maybe to go back over a question. So certainly screencasting has been very helpful in that regard.
Very good. And what would you say are the main benefits and the main drawbacks to using this technology?
Okay, well, we'll start with the benefits, which I've probably touched on some of them already. What I like about it is that students are so into technology nowadays, so they can access the video anywhere, like on their phones, on a bus, while they're waiting for a bus, on their way home. So I think it's being so accessible is probably the key advantage. And it also, as I said, it's great support for numerical calculations from an economics perspective. In terms of disadvantages, probably are on my own side. I wouldn't have a strong technical background, so this I had to spend time with to get my head around how to use it. So it was a great sense of achievement when I did, but it did require a lot of perseverance. There's certain software that underlies Screener, so Java software. So I had a bit issues with that, but we got there in the end with support from our IT services in CIT.
And can I ask, what advice would you have for someone, a lecturer such as yourself, maybe who'd be looking to use this technology with students? Any kind of main kind of things you'd recommend to them?
Yeah, my advice is to interact with it, because the benefits certainly outweigh the disadvantages of it, because it complements what we do very well in class. And as I said, I wouldn't have a strong technical background. So, if I can master it, I'm sure anybody can.